Good morning. I'm Matt Miller with this news update. The Alaska Gas Line Development Corporation has secured two of the world's largest banks to help raise funds for the $43 billion Alaska LNG project. The Alaska Journal of Commerce reports that Goldman Sachs and the Bank of China will assist the corporation in raising multiple rounds of debt and equity investment. First rounds of equity solicitation will be used to provide working capital for the corporation until it has secured sufficient funding and regulatory approvals for full-scale development. The State House has not taken any action on the budget since Monday. That's when the body more than doubled the size of the Alaska Permanent Fund dividend. The House voted 21-19 to set the PFD at roughly $2,700. The vote split both caucuses. It was a particularly difficult split for the majority. Since the majority could not agree on the dividend, it cannot agree on the overall size of the budget. The added dividend money cost almost $900 million. The split has opened up the majority to criticism. Here's House Minority Leader Sherrese Millett.
The three Republicans organized with the Democrats and independents because they had the plan, they had the votes, they were all aligned on Alaska's future, and we're seeing now that that alignment is not there. And, you know, unfortunately, when you are in leadership and you are the speaker, it's your obligation with 22 people to get a budget passed with 21.
House Speaker Bryce Edgman says the majority is working to come to a consensus on both the size of the budget and the PFD. Edgman voted to increase the PFD, but he says the closeness of the vote shows a growing sense that PFDs will have to be lower as part of a broader budget solution.
I count it as being historic because a couple of years ago, for many of you who have been around the Capitol, that vote easily could have been 35-5 as opposed to 21-19 if it had even come to the floor at all. So things are changing in Alaska.
Edgman says the House will send the budget to the Senate soon, but he did not say exactly when. And the parent company of Alaska Electric Light and Power and its proposed Canadian merger partner say they've filed a settlement agreement with Washington State utility regulators. Avista Utilities of Spokane and Hydro One of Toronto filed their paperwork Tuesday with the Washington Utilities and Transportation Commission. Before the union of the two utilities can be finalized, regulatory agencies in several other provinces and states, including Alaska, will also need to sign off. Washington is the first state in which a settlement agreement has been reached. Weather forecast for the capital city calls for sunny skies for today and tomorrow, mostly clear conditions for tonight. High today in the mid-40s, low tonight in the mid-20s, with clouds expected for this weekend. I'm Matt Miller. That's the latest news and weather.